Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents When Good Ghosts Get the Blues by Daniel Garrett. Narrated by Amanda Ronconi. Chapter 1. Some days I question the sanity in keeping two full-time house ghosts literally hanging around my apartment. Okay, full confession. Some days was actually more like most days. And in the last week, it was every day that ended in a Y. "Has anyone seen my necklace?" I asked, coming into the living room of my small apartment. Blank stares met my question. I sighed. Seriously, was it too much to ask that they at least try to keep tabs on the basics? I wasn't asking them to be my life coaches, but, you know, reminding me to buy toilet paper when I was running low or tracking the status of my car keys seemed within the boundaries of acceptable expectations. As it was, I'd been searching for the wayward necklace for a good 30 minutes and had come up empty. The clock on the wall was all but screaming at me to give up the hunt as the departure time for my flight to New Orleans ticked nearer. I hadn't even done a final check to make sure I had everything I needed in my suitcase. "Guys, please, can you help me look?" I asked, chucking throw pillows out of my way as I searched the cracks between the couch cushions. "It's the one Lucas gave me. It's got a white gold chain and a little compass pendant." I held my hand up to my chest as I described it aloud, willing it to materialize against my skin. "I don't want to start our vacation by telling him I lost it. He only sent it a week ago. The only time I ever take it off is to sleep and shower. I've already checked the bathroom counter and drawers, the floor, and the garbage. It's not in my dresser or nightstands." I dove to my knees and folded over.